Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 203, all stanzas in sweet communion. Lord, with thee I constantly abide. My hand thou holdest in thy own, to keep me near thy side. 1 through 5 of 203. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8. But first, we will read the holy law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. And thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Proverbs 8. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors, unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. And when he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. So far the reading of God's holy word. We hope to remember in prayer this morning Dustin Grisnick, who hopes to receive surgery this coming Friday. Mrs. DePuter, who receives therapy in St. Michael's. And we also hope to remember Mr. Hank van der Veen, the father of Geneva van Hagenbos, who has received serious tidings about his own health in the week that is gone by. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we are gathered in this morning hour in a solemn moment. It is a solemn hour, for it is an hour that is in a very special way, as we have read out of thy law. It is an hour, it is a day, above all the hours and the days of the week, and that is hallowed, that is sanctified by thee. An hour wherein we may set aside all the cares that lie upon us in this world. An hour, a solemn hour, wherein we may for a moment consider from where that we have come, and when we may consider for a moment, for a small moment in this week, also where we are going, even as we have heard that it is possible that solemn tidings do come unto a man in this life. Oh, we ask of thee, Lord, that thou may remember him who has received them in the week that is gone by. It is a message from thee that comes to him, but also through him, even unto us. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Solemn is our life. Oh, could it please thee to look upon him in this time, or if it could please thee, yet to restore unto him his health and his strength. For nothing is too hard or too wonderful for thee. Even when the doctors, they do say that it is far gone. Lord, remember him in the need of his soul when eternity is set before his face. Oh, then there is no stopping that stream of life that bears all its sons away. Oh, could it please thee to visit him, his wife, his children, and to look upon each and every one of us. For we also, in this day, do receive these very solemn tidings. In this solemn hour, when thy word also is to go forth in our midst, a word that shall come to our ears, a word in another solemn hour, one day that we will give an account unto thee for. We will answer thee when thou wilt say, I have called unto you in that hour, and I have spoken unto you, and my word that has gone forth, and you have heard it. And then we shall be asked by thee, what hast thou done with my word? As thou sayest, as we have read, thou dost speak the truth in righteousness, and it can never be changed. O Lord, we ask of thee then. By nature, we are deaf, we are dead. We cannot hear, we cannot love, we cannot desire, we cannot feel. O Lord, thou art the first in the life of thy people. Thou art the last, thou art the Alpha, thou art the Omega. And we ask thee, Lord, in this solemn hour, could it please thee to make it to be the most solemn hour that we have ever experienced in our life, that it may be said by us also. That was the hour. It was the 10th hour. Oh, that it may be said by us, that was the moment, and that was the word wherein the Lord did come, wherein the Lord did speak, wherein the Lord did stop me upon my journey in this life, and that I had to lay down all my weapons, where the Lord gave life, where the Lord gave hunger, where the Lord gave thirst and desire, a need born in my heart. Oh, could it please thee, Lord, who has sanctified this day, who has set this day aside, who has hallowed this day, who has hallowed thy service, who has given the offices and does give us a little strength to go forward, even from time to time. Oh, help us, Lord, to bring thy word this day. May it be in that way that thou dost mean by thy spirit, and that thou may bless and sanctify it in our midst. Remember those who cannot gather with us this day, who are listening by church telephone, or who are not able to listen. Wilt thou bless them, Lord, undeservedly, for we do not deserve the least of all thy notice or of thy attention. Remember the oppressed in this world, the needy, whose oppressors have power, and they have no power. But, oh, give them to look upon to thee in all their needs, to depend upon thee, and to cast all their cares upon thee. Remember the afflicted and the sick ones, the child, so many afflictions in his young life. Remember him when he must undergo surgery in this week. Lord, could it please thee to help the physicians and all that do help him, and to strengthen those parents who day by day do bear up under these afflictions. And oh, give them all together to yet testify it was good for us that we have been afflicted, for therein we have learned the statutes of the Lord. Remember them. Also her that continues to receive therapy, Lord, thou knowest all the needs. Strengthen her yet further, and if it could please thee, that she might be able to walk again, that she may be able to come home again to her husband, to her daughter, and could it please thee to visit her. Also this day, remember thy people. Lord, thou knowest their affliction, for they are also so often oppressed. Oh, they do not know, so many of them, the right hand from the left. And then it is the desire to know, am I his or am I not? Oh, Lord, could it please thee to hear their cry in their affliction this day, and to answer them from above with a little token of thy presence, a little token of thy undeserved favor in the midst of the meshech of this life and the warfare to which thou hast called them. And could it please thee, oh, to raise up new ones in this morning hour. Oh, could it please thee that thy word may go forth, not only in an outward calling, but may it be with the unction and the power of thy Holy Spirit to touch dead hearts, that they may receive life from the dead And at this day, the angels about thy throne may rejoice over one sinner that repenteth. Oh, we ask it of thee, Lord, in the forgiveness, in the full, in the free remission of all our iniquities, in the name of thy dear, thy beloved Son, in whom thou art well pleased. In Jesus' name, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 428, stanzas 1 and 3. How blessed are the perfect in the way, who walking in Jehovah's law with pleasure, preserve their piety from day to day. The last collection today is for the building fund, Psalter 428, 1 and 3. Beloved congregation, the words of our text for this morning hour can be found in that portion of the Word of God which we have read to you, Proverbs 8, thereof the 20th and the 21st verses. Proverbs 8, verses 20 and 21. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. So far the words of our text. And our theme, that is the inheritance of substance, which we wish in three thoughts to consider. First, the contents of this substance. Second, the recipients of this substance. And third, the receiving of this substance. Thus, the inheritance of substance. First, the contents. Second, the recipients. And third, the receiving of this substance, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. Congregation, the words of our text, they speak about substance. And therefore, it speaks about what is substantial. Substantial. And what are our thoughts about what is substantial? What are our thoughts about what substance is? By nature, children, then we do not see the spiritual things as things of substance, do we? No, perhaps you think that when I go to church, then I hear about many things, but they are all things which seem like they are not even real. They are things that do not have what I see other things have in this world. Thus, I think that things in this world that are tangible, my toys, they have substance. And then we become older, and then we have young people, an automobile maybe, and we say, now this is substance, this is something, this I may see, I may feel, I may have it. And then later it is my house, it is my barns, they are my lands, those are the things that I say they have substance. And yet here, congregation, we read different. It says, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Thus there is a disagreement. We do not agree. We do not see it the same by nature as we are traveling through this world. There is a disagreement with whom? Whose word is this? This is not the word of man. No, what do we read here? We read, doth not wisdom cry? Thus we hear in this chapter the cry of wisdom. And what is wisdom? You say wisdom, that is an attribute, that is a characteristic of some people. They have wisdom, they are wise. Other persons, they have no wisdom, they are foolish. That is true. That wisdom is an attribute, but that is not so in this chapter. But it is what we call a personification, because we hear that wisdom here is given a voice. It says, "My voice is to the sons of men," and an attribute doesn't have a voice. We read here that wisdom puts forth her voice, that wisdom is crying, that wisdom is standing. Thus, it is not only an attribute, no, but wisdom here that is God Himself. Wisdom that is the Word of God. Wisdom that is the Logos. Wisdom that is actually the Son of Man. He is the revelation of God, the will of God unto man. And He is here personified in the word wisdom. Listen, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. Christ, how that He was begotten of the Father from eternity, and He was with Him from eternity before that you and I were born. Yes, before even the world was set up, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was, when there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no fountains abounding with water, before the hills, when He had not yet made the fields prepared, when He prepared the heavens, I was there, when He established the clouds and so on, I was with Him as one brought up with Him, and I was daily His delight, always rejoicing before Him. Thus wisdom, thus the Logos, thus the Son of God. Thus, with whom do we have this disagreement? Thus, we see it differently by nature than whom? Concerning what is substance, concerning what is substantial, we see it differently, congregation, than God Himself. Then we ask you, the rich man's barns, where are they? Where are they? Are barns substance? Haman's honor, where is it? Is honor substance? What man takes his land, his house, his property with him out of this life? Is all this, congregation, substance? Does not Job say, "Naked came I into this world, and naked shall I return thither"? Is all this then substance? Abraham sojourned in the land of promise as a stranger. Why? He dwelt in tabernacles. Why? Because he looked for a city that had foundations. Oh, then he was looking for substance. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. Actually, that word even means existence. Existence. That I may cause those that love me to inherit an existence. That is our life. Have we a more prized possession in this world than our life? Will we want to give up our existence? And yet, congregation, we despise the words of wisdom. We despise the words of the Son of God because we do not see it the same concerning what that substance is. But what does wisdom say? He says, all they that hate me love death. Thus, to hate, to despise those words of wisdom, that is to love death. To despise the Lord, to despise His only begotten Son, that is to love death. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. Oh, how much wrong is in this world? How much wrong by one person unto another person? But what does the word of wisdom say? It is possible, congregation, that we are wronging not another man, but that we are wronging ourselves, and that we are wronging our own soul, at the most essential part of our being. That we do that ignorantly, that we do that unwittingly. And how is it that a man does wrong his own soul? Oh, we read it. It is to sin. He that sinneth. He that sinneth wrongeth his own soul. Do you believe that, congregation? Do you believe that, young people? To sin, that is not only to wrong someone else, that is not only to wrong the Lord, but that is to wrong our own soul. Oh, what is it to wrong our own soul? It is one thing when we are smitten by the Lord. It is one thing when we are smitten by our fellow man. But what is it when a man is smiting himself? When a man is working out his own destruction? He that sinneth against me. He that sinneth against whom? He that sinneth against wisdom. He that sinneth against my word. It is the word of wisdom. He that sinneth against the Son. And what is that sin? That is the sin, congregation, where we sin against His word. And what wisdom is crying out unto us from the gates, it is the sin of unbelief. We do not believe Him. And all that hate me love death. And he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. Oh, what an accountability when we are hearing this day. What a solemnity. Every time that we are sitting to read that holy word of God, oh, what a solemnity to hear that word of God preached, that we will have to give an answer for when he says unto us on that great day, I have cried unto you from the gates. I have stood, he will say, in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths, and I have cried at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors, unto you, O men, I call, and ye would not hear me, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, that I may cause those that love me, that love wisdom, to inherit substance, to inherit an existence, to inherit life. Why? Because he who so findeth me, findeth life. Is that not a treasure? What is that? Is that this life alone? What does the Apostle Paul say? He says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. No, he speaks not only of this life, but he speaks of an inheritance. He speaks of an inheritance that is incorruptible, of an inheritance that is undefiled, that fadeth not away, he says, that is reserved in the heavens for you. Thus, he speaks about another life. He speaks about a spiritual life. And a spiritual life that has substance. Why? It has, congregation, a beginning. And it has no end. No end. Do you believe that? What do you have in this world that has a beginning and that has no end? No end. What have you in this world that is going to continue tomorrow and the next day and the next year and forever and forever? Substance, incorruptible, that fades not away as man fades and dies. Substance. And what makes it substance? What makes it substance? Is it only because it never dies? Is it only because it is eternal? That is not alone what makes it substance. But it is the quality. It is the quality of that life. They speak sometimes about quality of life. And then they speak about this life. And congregation, what does that mean? The quality of this life. Really. What does the Lord say in His Word about this life? The strength of this life. Children, the strength. The strongest part. The best part, young people, what is this life? It is labor and sorrow. The strength of our life. And then we fly away. Do you believe this? Oh, the quality of that life. But do you know the Apostle Paul? He speaks about that spiritual life. And do you know what he speaks about? He speaks about being filled with all the fullness of God. Being filled with all the fullness of God. All that is substance. Substance. We fell from what? We fell from His friendship. From His friendship. Made as His creature. And now to what is that church redeemed? To what is that church brought back that is not only to be brought back into His friendship? No, that is to be brought back into union and to communion with Him. To be filled with all the fullness of God. It is to be as His bride. As His bride, that is made one with Him, that He may bring her into His chambers, and that His banner over her may be love. Oh, is this not substance? Oh, we fell from His friendship. Oh, that church is redeemed into a blessed union. Oh, the vine, the branches, engrafted into that vine and thereby to receive everything that is in Him into themselves. Oh, is this not now the blessed communion of God with His church? Is not this the substance, the enduring substance, the durable riches of the true church of God? Substance, oh, did the Lord ever open your eyes that you may behold for a moment the substance that is the portion of that true church of God, that you would say, children and young people, I miss that. Oh, I miss that blessed substance, that blessing wherewith the Lord blesses all his people, I miss everything, everything, though I have so much in this world. Substance that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. Thus, it is possible to receive this substance. Do you believe that? It is possible to receive that substance also today, even in dark times, because the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And who now receive that substance? That is our second thought. Are you asking for this? Oh, does your heart say, Lord, may I also receive the smallest part? Oh, the smallest place, the most humble place. May I be but a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. The recipients. What does wisdom cry? What does wisdom say? What does the Son of God say about the recipients of this substance? Does he say they all receive it who keep my law? They all receive it who have earned it. They all receive it who have no sin. They all receive it who can reach the mark of the standard of perfection. That is not what he says. What does he say? He says, I will cause to inherit it. Thus, he says, not you, but I am the cause. I am the cause that man receives substance in this life and for a life to come. And how is it now received? Oh, he says, I will cause to inherit. Thus, substance is inherited. What is that? An inheritance. As an inheritance, that is something that we need to labor for, children. We need to work for that. What do you think? Is that inheritance given to those who have earned it? Say no. No. To whom is that inheritance given? That inheritance is given to the children. To the children. The servant, he may labor more than the children, but he does not receive the inheritance. Thus, the inheritance that is not given, it is not received by way of merit, but that inheritance that is received because of a relation, of a relation. Or if that servant, if he may only be adopted as a child, then that servant shall now receive the inheritance. I will cause to inherit. You say, how do I know if I shall now inherit this? Do you desire to know that? Is it your longing to know that? If you shall also receive this inheritance? You say, I do not know that I am a son. I do not know that I am a daughter. How then do I know if I shall inherit it? Congregation, the Lord gives a mark, a beautiful, a blessed mark. What does he say? He says, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. That is a wonder. Then he does not speak about sons and daughters. Why not? Because he has a church. And that church, they are little ones, and then they are older ones. And when we are very small boys and girls, and then a little child, he does not even know that he is a child. Those things, they must be learned as a person grows older. And now the Lord, he will give something, a blessed token unto also the little children of his church, the little ones. He doesn't say, I give it to my sons and I give it to my daughters. No. He says, I will cause those that love me to inherit it. Thus, he gives a mark of a son. He gives a mark of a daughter. He gives a clear mark of a child. And it is the most substantial mark. It is, we would say, the lowest mark. The most important mark. Why? Because love never faileth. Thus he says, I will cause those that love me to inherit substance. Is that love then the cause that the Lord will give that substance unto them? No, we heard it, did we not? That love is not the cause. The Lord says, I will cause. No, that love, that is the fruit. What does John say? We love him because he first loved us. And how may that people know that the Lord loves me? How may they know that? The Lord, congregation, they do not know the thoughts of God. They are in him. They need to be revealed unto them. What do they know? They know their own. They know what dwells in their own heart. And therefore, the Lord says to that people, can you find this? Can you find in your heart love to me? To me? And if that is true, that you can find in your heart love to me, then be sure that I love them that love me. Because you love me, because I first loved you. Thus, a mark, when a man, when a woman does not dare to say, I am a son, and therefore I shall inherit substance. A mark, when a man does not dare to say, because of everything that comes against it, because of the inward corruption, because of the indwelling sin, because of the temptations, because of the falls, when a man does not dare to say, I'm a child. And then the Lord is asking, but, when your whole life, inside and outside, that is testifying otherwise, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? And then the testimony, the inward testimony, Lord, Lord God of the heavens and of the earth, who knows the inmost recesses of my heart, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill all their treasures. No, it has not to do with merit. It has to do with relation, and therefore that inheritance that is so sure. Or they have not to merit anything. Or, and if they cannot reach that standard of perfection, then he will not deprive them of that inheritance. Nor will he withhold that inheritance when they have sinned against him. But Christ, he has redeemed them from the curse of the law, being made a curse for them. Why? Oh, that he may cause those that love him to inherit substance, and that he may fill all their treasure. Let us sing. Psalter 27, 1, 2, 4, and 5. Oh God, preserve me, for in thee alone my trust has stood. My soul has said, thou art my Lord, my chief and only good. 1, 2, 4, and 5 of Psalter 27. that I may cause those that love me, that I may cause. When it begins congregation with that, then naturally there is something that goes before this. Then there is something that precedes it. There is something that leads to it in order that. What is it? I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause. Thus, the word of wisdom, the word of the Lord, that he is showing how that substance is received by his church. How that he is leading his children in order that they may obtain it, in order that they may receive it. And what does he say? He says, in order that I may cause them to inherit it, I lead them in the way of righteousness. All righteousness, the way of righteousness. That is what we left. We left it. Boys and girls, when did we leave the way of righteousness? Do you know the answer to that question? When did we leave the way of righteousness? What is righteousness? How do we know if something is right or wrong? What makes something right or wrong? A law. Where there is no law, there is no sin. When your father makes a law, a rule in your house, now you can break it or you can keep it. But before that law is made, it is not possible to break it. The way of righteousness that is in the keeping of his law. When did we leave that way of righteousness? What was the first sin? You say that was of Adam and Eve in paradise. Then we left the way of righteousness. And now what does the Lord say? He says, when I will cause those that love me to inherit substance, I will lead them in the way of righteousness. I will bring them back there. Because it is impossible, impossible, outside of the fulfillment of that law, to receive substance. Impossible. Thus the Lord, he will lead the people in that way of righteousness. We ask you, congregation, did the Lord ever lead you in the way of righteousness? Did you ever read or hear that law of God and say, woe, woe, woe is me, for I am undone. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things written in the book of the law to do them. Cursed. That is the way in which the Lord is leading that people that love him whom he first loved in order that he may cause them to inherit substance. Who does he lead in that law? Only those who live in outward idolatry and thievery and drunkenness and so on? No, no. People in the church that come every Sunday and that make our religion built upon all our good deeds. Yes, we are all the same. And what does the Lord do? The Lord leads in the way of righteousness. The Lord, He congregation, He writes a zero on everything. Your new moons and your Sabbaths, He says they are a weariness to me, a weariness. I cannot away with them. Woe unto you, Pharisees! Oh, did the Lord ever take away the righteousness of your religion? To make you to stand naked before Him, I lead in the way of righteousness to cause that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. I lead in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the paths of judgment. Of judgment. Why? Because the Lord cannot deny Himself. But the salvation of the church that is going to be through judgment, it is going to be through justice. And not only so, but the Lord says, I will lead them through it. I will bring them through it. They also must learn it. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. There can be no other way. It is the word of the Lord. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. I lead in the paths of judgment. And that people would have it no other way. Why? For the love of Him, for the love of His attributes, for the love of His being, for the love of His name, for the love of His honor. They would not be made an exception. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment. You know what Solomon says? He says, through desire, a man, having separated himself, intermeddleth with all wisdom. Wisdom. He intermeddles with all wisdom through desire, having separated himself. And now that man who is loved by the Lord and who loves Him, he begins to separate himself. To separate himself from what? From sin. Do you believe that, children? Then you will leave the paths of sin. Then your life, that will change. Do you believe that? Then you will not go to the same places that you went before. And your former friends, young people, when they are sitting at the bar, they will say, well, where is he? Why comes he not among us anymore? And why is there such a change in his behavior? And such a change in his speaking? Through desire, a man, having separated himself. And there he is separate. And he is going instead. In his inner chamber. And there you will find him bending his knees. There you will find him in tears. There you will find him supplicating, oh God, oh God.
could I keep thy law. O Lord, make me to walk in the paths of thy commandments. And he is intermeddling with all wisdom. And their wisdom is leading him in the way of righteousness and in the paths of judgment. And he is teaching him how high is that standard of my holy law. How high. Oh, it is unreachable. I cannot come there. My sin, my sin, my sin. The holiness of the perfections of the Lord. How high and how deep. How deep is my fall. Oh, vanity of vanities is all my efforts in order to return to bring myself back unto that holy God once again. All my righteousnesses, they are as filthy rags, from the crown of the head to the sole of the foot, wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. And now wisdom is leading him to where? He is leading him in the way of righteousness. And he is now going to open something to him that he has never seen before. He is now going to open a way, congregation of righteousness that is so perfect, that is so complete, and that is so acceptable in the eyes of a holy and a righteous God. When he is there searching in that word of God, and then he may read, and then he may hear in the house of the Lord of the name of that only begotten Son of God. And then the Lord may lead him in the way of his righteousness. Oh, then the Lord may show him, or maybe just a little bit, but then it is already so full of that righteousness of the Son of God and what he has done, or how he has kept to such a perfection that holy and that righteous law of God. Lo, I come to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is written in my heart. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And the satisfaction of the Father concerning the active obedience, the righteousness of his only begotten Son. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, the Lord leading that people in that way of righteousness and leading them in the paths of judgment. And then they may see him, or they may see him, how the Lord has brought him in those paths, Gabbatha, in that place that is called the pavement, in that place where he has stood in judgment. Judgment of Pilate, in judgment through Pilate of his father, the great judge, with the sin of his church laid upon him, and the condemnation and the suffering and the death. And he may show them the cause. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, our stripes. By his stripes we are healed. I will lead them in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Congregation, he leads them in it. He leads them in it. He brings them in it. He speaks unto them. He reveals it to them. Do you believe that, young people? It is not only understood with their minds. No, it is not so. What did the Lord Jesus say to Simon Peter? Blessed, oh, blessed thou art, Simon Peter, because flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Oh, he leads them in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment. He gives them an issue of blood for 12 years, and he brings them, he leads them to himself, that they may touch, and that they may feel that they are made whole of that plague. And he assures them with his word, and he says, go in peace. He brings them to smite upon their breast, to say, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And he sends them to their house justified, clothed with the white robe of the righteousness of his only begotten Son. He gives them the palsy. He lays them on a bed of affliction, and he opens to them, he reveals to them the cause, sin. He gives a need. He makes them feel it within their heart. He gives them a cry, an inward cry to God. And then he speaks and he says, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And so he leads them in the way of righteousness, in the paths of judgment. Why? Oh, that he may cause those that love him to inherit substance, and that he may fill all their treasures. What does he do? He brings the thief upon the cross, and he leads him in that way of righteousness and in the paths of judgment to say, we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. And what does he do? He opens, he reveals himself, he shows his innocence, his suffering, his death, his passion, who it is for. And he gives a cry in the heart. Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. And then he speaks and he says, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And so he gives them to inherit substance. I lead them in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill all their treasures. Where? Here? Here? By beginning, read Psalm 23. Read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his own name's sake. And thus the people, that people already in this life, they may give in sometimes to lay there, to lie down there, to lie in those pastures, those green pastures, and to experience something of peace, of reconciliation with God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And all the enemies, they can be around, the devil too, but thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest mine head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, this life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever, forever and forever, there that he may cause them to inherit substance, and that he may fill all their treasures to all eternity, because at his right hand there are pleasures, congregation, forevermore, and in his presence there is fullness of joy. O congregation, let us never deceive ourselves. There is no man that has ever receive that inheritance that was not led in the way of righteousness and that was not led in the paths of judgment. Never. You say, what can I do? What can I do? Is the Lord not the first? Is the Lord not the last? Is he not the Alpha? Is he not the Omega? Does it lie in my power? Does not lie in our power. But the power lies in him. What should you do? We are going to end with this. And I'm not going to tell you. But I am going to read what he tells you that you must do. Let us read it. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou lead us in the way of righteousness and in the paths of judgment, that thou may cause us also to love thee, and as those that love thee, to inherit substance. O Lord, open our eyes. Open our understanding. Dismiss us with thy blessing. Give thy word place, Lord. Give it place in the hearts of young and old. And leave us not to go our own way. Bring us safely to our homes. Bring us with desire in thy house in this afternoon. Bring us with desire in thy house also on the weekday, that it may be true of us that we are watching daily at thy gates, and that we are waiting at the post of thy doors. Forgive our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our closing psalter is number 170, 2 and 3. How blessed the man thou callest and bringest near to thee, that in thy courts forever his dwelling place may be. He shall within thy temple be satisfied with grace,
and filled with all the goodness of thy most holy place. 2 and 3 of 170. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.